Welcome to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Have you been feeling as if you're simply drifting through life with no real purpose? If you felt that tug on your heart, knowing you have more to offer, but feeling weighed down by your past, know that you are not alone. I'm Cherie Haynes, and I understand the struggle because I too was going through the motions for way longer than I'd care to admit. However, after surrendering alcohol to God, a whole new world opened up for me, and I began waking up with a renewed sense of purpose and joy like never before. I know it's scary to think about, but what if letting go of alcohol could be the key to growing closer to God, getting into the best shape of your life, and finally becoming the person He created you to be? Join me weekly for uplifting Bible verses, words of encouragement, and tools to revitalize your body and mind. You, my friend, are here for a reason, and I can't wait for you to begin letting your amazing light shine. So let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Welcome back to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Or if it's your first time listening, welcome. We are so glad to have you here. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I could not be more excited that you are sharing some of your precious time with me today. Now, I don't know about you, but lately it has been quite the struggle to get up in the morning. Earlier this year, I shared how I usually get up at 4:45 a.m., and that was true, but in the last month, some things have really thrown off my schedule, and I've been having more trouble than ever getting up when my alarm goes off instead of hitting snooze. My dad was hospitalized, and so I've been preoccupied with that, along with some other personal struggles I've been experiencing. And then, just as I was about to get back on track, daylight savings hit, and we lost an hour, and so the struggle has been real. Can you relate? Well, I have a solution if you too struggle with getting up in the morning. But before we get to that, let's go to our verse of the week. Those who disregard discipline despise themselves, but the one who heeds correction gains understanding. Proverbs 15, verse 32. And I know if you're listening to this episode, you too want to correct this so you can gain understanding, right? So how do we get out of the vicious cycle of hitting snooze and wasting away our precious mornings? Well, let me introduce you to the 5-second rule by Mel Robbins. The moment you have an instinct to act on a goal, you must 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and physically move or your brain will stop you. Sound too simple? I promise implementing this tool could change your life. Now, I read this book several years ago, and when I was using it, it made a tremendous difference in my life. But as with anything, sometimes over time, we stop doing the things that are working for us, right? And we go back to what's comfortable. In this case, hitting snooze. So I'm sure you're wondering how Mel even came up with this in the first place. Well, similar to my situation and maybe yours too, Mel was encountering a lot of stress in her life. As soon as she woke up, she felt dread. The alarm would go off, and she just didn't feel like getting up and facing the day. Now, I won't go into her entire story because I want you to get the book for yourself, which I will link for you in the show notes, but she and her husband were in financial turmoil because her husband's business was failing and she had lost a media contract and was also out of work. They were receiving scary letters from attorneys that seemed to arrive daily, and their checks were constantly bouncing. As Mel says, the best way to describe how I felt was trapped. I felt trapped by my life and the decisions I had made. I felt trapped by our money problems, and I felt trapped in a frustrating struggle with myself. Does this sound familiar? I know I sure can relate. Well, Mel goes on to say, every night I'd have a few drinks to take the edge off. I'd climb in bed, drunk or buzzed, close my eyes, and dream about a different life, One where I didn't have to work and all of our problems magically disappeared. The moment I woke up, I had to face reality. My life was a nightmare. I was 41, unemployed, in financial ruin, struggling with a drinking problem, and had zero confidence in my or my husband's ability to fix our problems. That's where the snooze button came in. I hit it 2, 3, or 4 times a morning. When I hit that snooze button, it was the one moment every day where I actually felt like I was in control. Well, as you know, I'm currently taking a break from alcohol, but I can so relate to this because I also used alcohol at one time to just numb out in the evenings and take the edge off of a stressful day. If you too are feeling trapped by alcohol, you can use this rule to stop yourself from drinking at night, the same way you prevent yourself from hitting snooze in the morning. It's as simple as counting backward, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and before you pour that glass of wine, make yourself physically move and do something else instead. So, are you ready to hear how she actually discovered the 5-second rule? Well, one evening, she was about to turn off the TV and head to bed when a commercial caught her attention. On the screen, there was a rocket launching, and she could hear the famous 5-second countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fire and smoke filled the screen, and the shuttle launched. And as she shares in her book, she thought to herself, "That's it! I'll launch myself out of bed tomorrow, like a rocket. I'll move so fast, I won't have time to talk myself out of it." It was just an instinct, one that I could have easily dismissed. Luckily, I didn't. I acted on it. As I read this next excerpt from the book, I think you'll definitely be able to relate as I did. So Mel says, "The next morning, the alarm rang at 6 a.m., and the first thing I felt was dread. It was dark, it was cold, it was winter in Boston, and I did not want to wake up. I thought about the rocket launch, and I immediately felt like it was stupid. Then, I did something I had never done before. I ignored how I felt. I didn't think. I did what needed to be done. Instead of hitting the snooze button, I started counting backwards. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then I stood up. That was the exact moment I discovered the 5-second rule." So Mel actually has a challenge for us so that we can jumpstart our mornings using the rule. I wanted to take a quick minute to let you know I created a free morning meditation just for you. If you need some motivation to kickstart your morning and get into that flow state, priming you for a productive day, make sure to download it for yourself. I will have a link for you in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the show. Basically, you'll just set your alarm tomorrow 30 minutes earlier than usual, and the moment it rings, count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and push yourself out of bed. As Mel says, when you get up the moment that alarm rings, it gives you personal power. This one small act of getting up when the alarm rings demonstrates that you have the inner strength to do what needs to be done. So, friend, if you've been experiencing doubt within yourself because you haven't been following through on your commitments, this could be the perfect way to prove to yourself you can begin to trust yourself again. And that is so empowering, isn't it? Well, Mel tells us, this is what you can expect. As soon as that alarm goes off, you'll think about how you feel about getting up. You'll think, this wake-up challenge is stupid. You'll feel tired. You'll try to convince yourself to start tomorrow. But the 5-second rule will help you win the battle with your feelings by giving you something to do that helps you get out of bed. And I love how true this statement is from her book. She says, if you can get up on time, start your day powerfully, plan ahead, think about your goals, and focus on yourself all before you get bogged down in your daily routine, then you will simply accomplish more. This is the first step to taking control of your life. Now, I also felt it was important to share some research that Mel found as she was writing the book. This was very eye-opening for me, and I really think you'll understand so much more about yourself after hearing this. So she says, scientists have recently discovered that when you hit the snooze button, it has a negative impact on brain function and productivity that can last up to 4 hours. Here's what you need to know. We sleep in cycles that take about 90 to 110 minutes to complete. About 2 hours before you wake up, these sleep cycles end and your body starts to slowly prepare to wake up. When your alarm rings, your body is in wake-up mode. If you hit the snooze button and drift back to sleep, you force your brain to start a new sleep cycle that is 90 to 110 minutes long. When the snooze alarm goes off 15 minutes later, the cortical region of your brain, which is the part of the brain responsible for decision-making, attention, alertness, and self-control, is still in the sleep cycle. It won't be able to snap awake. It needs 75 more minutes to finish what the snooze button started. Now, it can take up to 4 hours for this sleep inertia condition to wear off and for your cognitive functions to return to full capacity. That's why you feel so darn groggy when you get up after hitting the snooze. It's not because you didn't get enough sleep. It's because once you hit the snooze button, you started a new sleep cycle and then interrupted it. Now, I honestly had forgotten about this research until I decided to read the book again in preparation for this episode. So even though in the moment it feels so good to be able to drift off to sleep for a few more minutes, don't do it, because it is going to set you up for failure the rest of the day. Now, I've been implementing this rule into my mornings again, and it has made such a significant difference. It still isn't easy. I still have the temptation to hit snooze, but I always feel so much better within a few short minutes once my body is fully awake, and I promise you will too. The thing is, we all go through different slumps from time to time and find ourselves getting back into old patterns and habits that don't serve us. We know what we need to do, right? But we don't always do it. Well, that's why we have these tools that we can always turn to. The main thing is that we don't allow this pattern to go on for too long. I think I went through a period of about 2 to 3 weeks where I was hitting snooze because I was overwhelmed with the stresses of life, and I thought that hitting snooze relieved that somehow. But as we just heard, it only adds to the stress because we aren't as productive. Therefore, we get less accomplished, and the cycle just leads us down a path that only leads to further destruction. So, friend, will you try this with me tomorrow? Let's make a promise right now that we are going to break the cycle of the snooze button and take back control over our lives. And you know what? You can start using this rule in other areas too, not just to help you get up in the morning. Mel devotes entire chapters of her book into these topics as well: how to improve your health, end procrastination, stop worrying, end anxiety, beat fear, building real confidence, pursuing passion, and enriching your relationships. I know you want to improve in all of these areas, right? That's why this book will be so life-changing for you. And it all starts with one simple rule. Start counting backward from 5 the minute a negative thought comes into your mind. So you literally will say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then physically move. And what does this do? Well, when you count backwards, you interrupt the patterns in your brain, and counting backwards also creates focus. Now, some time ago, I watched a free training from Mel Robbins that was amazing, and she took this to a whole other level and made even more sense. So she used the analogy of putting a load of laundry into the dryer. What do we all have to do after every load? Collect the lint out of the filter, right? Well, Mel says when we count backward, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, this is clearing out the lint in our brains. The lint that makes us lose our inspiration due to all of the negative self-talk. And she actually has an acronym for lint to make it easier to remember. Lose inspiration by negative thoughts. So once we get to one, it's so clear that our confidence and courage can begin flowing through us again. Isn't that amazing? So here are a few suggestions for how you can implement the 5-second rule starting today. Number one, the next time your alarm goes off and you hear that voice saying, "I think I'll skip my miracle morning today," immediately count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and get out of bed. Number two, the next time you hear that voice in your head telling you, "Oh, just skip your workout today, one day won't hurt you, you've worked out for the last 3 days straight," immediately start counting backward, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I want you to put on those workout clothes and either go down to your basement like I do and start your workout, or grab your keys, get in your car, and start driving to the gym. Isn't it true that once you start working out, even if those first few minutes are a drag, you feel incredible afterwards and are so proud of yourself? Well, each time you complete another workout, especially after pushing away that negative voice, you will build more and more confidence. And number three, the next time you hear your husband say, "You look beautiful tonight," and you hear that voice in your head say, "No, you don't. You've gained 10 pounds. He's just saying that to make you feel better," immediately count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and tell him thank you, and then give him a big kiss. Now, I promise you this works, but you are going to have to make a commitment to put this into action for yourself. If you just hear it on an intellectual level, it might make sense, but you won't experience the benefits. It is truly liberating, though, and I can't do it justice by trying to describe the feelings. But mark my words, this has the power to help you break through that plateau you've been experiencing, increase your self-confidence, reach the number on the scale you thought was only a dream, and reach any other goal you have for your health or any other area of your life. So, my beautiful friend, the next time you hear that whisper of doubt creep in from the enemy, remember to count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and physically move. And the next time you hear God whisper a word of encouragement or nudge you to take action towards your dreams, don't ignore it. Immediately count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and take action. And let's not forget to refer back to our verse of the week one last time. "Those who disregard discipline despise themselves, but the one who heeds correction gains understanding." Proverbs 15, verse 32. Well, I know our time is coming to an end, so let's go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you for this incredible tool that we can use to get closer and closer to becoming the person you've called us to be. So often we listen to that voice, the enemy in our head telling us what we're not, instead of listening to your voice telling us all that we are. You tell us we are beautiful. You tell us we are made in your image. You tell us we are anointed. You tell us we are made for more. You tell us we are strong, worthy, and loved exactly as we are. Please, Lord, help us to take every thought captive and make it obedient to you so that we can become the person you created us to be. We rely on your strength, Lord, and not our own. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Have an amazing week. God bless. Hey friend, before you go, if today's episode resonated with you and you'd like to take a 30-day break from alcohol, I would love the opportunity to walk alongside you on that journey. Check out my new book, Broken to Beautiful. I'll have a link for you in the show notes.